And so we enrolled her on this study with her most recent progression in 2017, the HER2CLIMB study. So I'm not sure which arm she was on, but HER2CLIMB is evaluating, it's the phase two randomized registrational strategy study looking at tucatinib, which is the furthest along HER2 selective tyrosine kinase inhibitor. So if you are selective for HER2 and omit that EGFR activity as much as possible, you can presumably reduce diarrhea and skin toxicity. So this is a study where patients receive trastuzumab plus capecitabine and then either tucatinib or placebo. And she did well on that. She did have a lot of diarrhea, which we think is related to the capecitabine. She had an issue that actually hospitalized her early on, but with dose reduction of the capecitabine, she was fine. And she did well for over a year on this study, but then had progression of disease at that time.
How many patients have you put on that study?
At my center as PI, I believe we put on 9 or 10 patients. So we were pretty heavy enrollers.
Can you guess who's on the treatment arm?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I do, however, one of my sub-investigators had a patient with active progressing CNS mets. This study is unique in that it allows CNS mets that are progressing because it penetrates the CNS so well. And in their phase 1b study, they showed about a 40% objective response rate in the brain in like 12 patients out of 12 patients who had progressing CNS mets. So they have orphan drug status for HER2 positive CNS mets. And it'll be interesting to see how the HER2CLIMB sorts out. At any rate, my sub-investigator put a patient on with active progressing CNS mets, and she had a regression in the CNS. Now, capecitabine can penetrate the CNS. She had a partial response in the CNS, a durable partial response. But I've not seen capecitabine do that in a patient with progressing CNS mets. So I'm hopeful that she was on tucatinib and that there are other patients like her, but I don't know yet.